Es kann also sagen, ich muss ein paar Rechels schreiben, wenn man Jude. Sech der Shabbos darf sein. Yesterday we learned the Brisa that went through all the four Rishuyas that are of Shabbos. And one of them was a Karmelis. And the Brisa lists examples of each. And the Brisa lists as an example of a Karmelis something called a Karmelis. I mean, obviously a Karmelis is a Karmelis. What are we trying to, what is that example called Karmelis? What does that refer to? Rav Dimi in the name of Yechon said it comes to include a place where you have like a row of houses and one is recessed and pulled back from the Rishus HaRabim, causing an indent, which is really Rishus HaYochid because it's in front of the house, but the Rabim use it. So, but Lamaisa, it's inconvenient for them to use. So with the Brisa is teaching, that's called a Karmelis, meaning since it's not convenient for the Rabim to use, it does not get a din of the Rishus HaRabim, instead it gets the status of a Karmelis. He then also said that in the Rosh Hashanah, where there's pillars, where the shop owners hang their different things that they're looking to sell, also has a din of a Karmelis, because again, it's inconvenient for the public to use that area. Rav Zeira in the name of Yehuda said the place where there are blocks where the shop owners would actually sit, that's a Karmelis, because that also is difficult for the Rabbim to use. Rabbi Shil in the name of Chista said, someone throws something 4 amos in the Rosh Hashanah and it gets stuck to a side of a brick, so that he's chayev because it's considered to have landed in the Rosh Hashanah. But if it lands on top of the brick, when the brick is between 3 and 10 tvachim high, since it's less than 4 by 4 tvachim in size, it's a makam patur, and the thrower, the one who threw it, would definitely be patur. If it landed on a bunch of thorns, even if it's less than 3 tvachim off the ground, it would still be a makam patur, because no one would step on them, and therefore it's not considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. Chia Barav said, people would step on thorns, but if it was excrement, waste, then they would not step on that. Therefore, that would not be considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. Rashi said people would even step on waste, and therefore, in order to be a makam patur, it has to be at least 3 tvachim off the ground. Rav Dimi in the name of Yochanan said that a Karmelis has to be a place that's at least 4 by 4 tvachim. Rav Sheshes said it has to be less than 10 tvachim off the ground. So if there's a house that has on the inside, the roof is less, the ceiling is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, but if you go on the roof, it's more than 10 tvachim off the ground, then inside it would have a din of a Karmelis. You wouldn't be able to carry there. But on the roof, it would have a din of a Rishus HaYochid. You would be allowed to carry there. A Karmelis is given the kulois of a Rishus, of the Rishus HaYochid, meaning if it's less than 4 by 4, it's a Makam Patur, not a Karmelis. And the kulois of a Rishus HaRabim, meaning above 10 tvachim, it's also a Makam Patur, it's no longer a Karmelis. Abaye said in the case where the house, the ceiling of the house is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, if you would dig onto the floor of the house, that there would be an area of 4 by 4, which did have 10 tvachim height inside the house, the entire area inside the house would become a Rishus HaYochid. Even the areas that are not dug out inside the house would have a din of like the chayre Rishus HaYochid, like the crevices of a wall of Rishus HaYochid, and therefore all would agree that it have a din of Rishus HaYochid, the entire house, even those other areas. Chayre Rishus HaYochid have a din of Rishus HaYochid. You go out to chayre Rishus HaRabim, this is machlokes. Abaye says that they have the status of Rishus HaRabim, and Rava says it doesn't have the status of Rishus HaRabim. Rather, it's looked at as its own Rishus. Rava asked Abaye, according to you, we had the case before of the indented area in front of the house, which is by the Rishus HaYochid, which we said that's really chayre Rishus HaRabim, and it should be, so according to you, Abaye, it should be treated like Rishus HaRabim, and yet we said it's a Karmelis. Abaye said, Chay Rishus HaRabim, which are easily used, that has the din of Rishus HaRabim, but the Chay Rishus HaRabim, which are not easily used, like in this case, they would tack and not have the din of Rishus HaRabim. Mishnah says, if someone throws something 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim and it lands on a wall within 10 tvachim to the ground, he's chayev. B'Yechon explained the Mishnah is talking about like where a sticky fig was thrown, so it's stuck onto the wall. Otherwise, if it was something else, it would bounce back. It wouldn't go the full 4 amos. So that's what it must be talking about. Now, according to Abaye, who says the Chay Rishus HaRabim has din like Rishus HaRabim, why do you have to say that it's talking about a fig that sticks to the wall? Why can't you say it's talking about anything and it went into the Chay Re of the Rishus HaRabim of that wall, and that's why he's Chayiv? So either we can answer that if it was any other object besides a sticky object, it would, even in the Chay Rishus HaRabim, it would bounce back and not go the full 4 amos, and that's why you have to be talking about a fig. Or we can say we're talking about a case where the wall doesn't have any holes, doesn't have any Chay Rishus HaRabim. In fact, the earlier part of the Mishnah says Taka also mashma that they're talking about a wall that doesn't have any holes in it, any Chay Rishus HaRabim. We learned that Rav Chisda said if someone sticks a pole even 100 amas high in the Rishus HaYochid and throws something that lands on top of the pole, it's considered to have landed in Rishus HaYochid. The Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Adler Rekia. So from the fact that he says that something lands on top of the pole, which is not a makam dalad al dalad, and he's saying it's a hanocha, like it landed in Rishus HaYochid, we should say that Rav Chisda is following the of Rebbe that we learned earlier. Who we learned earlier says that that hanocha doesn't have to be in a makam dalad al dalad. Abaye explained that Rebbe is talking about a case of where the thing he threw landed on a branch of a tree. Although the branch is not a makam dalad al dalad, the branch follows the trunk of the tree. And since the trunk is a makam dalad al dalad, it's considered to be a hanocha on a makam dalad al dalad. But it may be that Rebbe would argue Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda says it goes on a pole, and then even though it's not a makam dalad al dalad, it's called a hanocha. Rebbe may disagree. Rebbe may only say that it's a hanocha when it's on a tree, because a tree branch, even though that's not dalad al dalad, only because he follows the trunk, which is a makam bal dalad al dalad.